The benchmark results are out, and they're decisive. OpenMOS shipped MOS TTS v1.5 on June 1, 2026 under Apache 2, and the 1.7B local transformer variant posts a 73.28% English speaker similarity and 79.62% Chinese speaker similarity on Seed TTS Eval, numbers that beat every other open-source model tested. Real-time streaming at 180 ms time to first byte. Zero-shot voice cloning from a reference clip, a CPU-only nano addition for edge deployment, and a price tag of zero. If you've been paying for commercial TTS, it's time to look at the math again. What is MOS TTS v1.5? MOS TTS is the speech generation system from the OpenMOS team, the same group behind the MOS language model. The v1.5 release ships as a family of models, not a single checkpoint, designed to cover the full deployment spectrum from cloud to edge. Model params use case MOS TTS v1.5 8B production, multilingual, max quality MOS TTS local 1.7B streaming, efficient voice cloning MOS TTS v1.0 8B multi-speaker dialogue generation, MOS TTS real-time 1.7B real-time voice agents. 180 MS TTFB, MOS voice generator 1.7B voice design from text, no reference audio. MOS sound effect v2.0 1.3B audio, effect generation MOS TTS NAN, 100M CPU only. 4-core deployment the underlying codec, MOS audio tokenizer, is a 1.6B causal transformer trained on 3 million hours of diverse audio. Compressing 24K HZ audio at 12.5 HZ frame rate using a 32-layer residual vector quantizer. It's the foundation all these variants share, which means fine-tuning one model gives you voice transfer capability across the whole family. V1.5 adds 31 language support, up from earlier versions, enhanced multilingual synthesis with language tags, and explicit pause control via pause XYS markers, a small feature that matters a lot for narration work. The MOS audio tokenizer. What makes it different? Most TTS systems treat their audio codec as an implementation detail. MOS audio tokenizer is a design choice that explains most of the benchmark results. The 1.6B parameter size is large for a codec, Meta's encodec, and most academic codecs run at 300M, 500M. The investment paid for a 3 million hour training corpus and a 32-layer residual vector quantizer architecture. The RVQ stack matters. Each of the 32 codebooks refines the residual from the previous layer, which lets the tokenizer capture coarse prosodic structure, rhythm, pitch contour, in the early layers and fine-grained speaker timbre, vocal tract resonance, breath texture, in the later ones. The result is that a speaker identity encoded from a 5-second reference clip carries through to synthesis with enough fidelity to score 73% speaker similarity on Seed TTS Eval. The 12.5 HZ frame rate, 12-13 tokens per second of audio, is a deliberate trade-off. Lower frame rates mean shorter sequence lengths during autoregressive generation, which directly reduces latency. At 24K HZ output with 32 codebook layers, the tokenizer still captures the full audible frequency range up to 12K HZ without aliasing. Because all MOS variants use this codec, voice profiles aren't model specific. A zero-shot voice embedding created for MOS TTS local works in MOS TTSD, and MOS TTS real-time without ray encoding. The tokenizer is also available as a standalone Hugging Face component for integration into non-MOS pipelines, voice conversion, audio watermarking, or any application that needs high-fidelity speaker representation. The benchmark numbers the relevant comparison is Seed TTS Eval, the standard benchmark for zero-shot voice cloning quality. Here's what the MOS TTS technical report shows. Model params, NWR down arrow, NSIM up arrow ZH, CER down arrow, ZH SIM up arrow MOS TTS local 1.7B 1.93%, 73.28%, 1.44%, 79.62%, MOS TTS delay 8B 1.84%, 70.86%, 1.37%, 76.98%, FireRed TTS 2 1.5B. 1.95%, 66.5%, 1.14%, 73.6% index TTS, 2, 1.5B, 2.23%, 70.6%, 1.03%, 76.5%, WER equals word error rate, lower is better. SIM equals speaker similarity, higher is better. CER equals character error rate. MOS TTS Local wins on English and Chinese speaker similarity by meaningful margins. FireRed TTS 2, previously the community benchmark leader, is at 66.5% and SIM. MOS TTS Local is at 73.28%. That's not a rounding error. The multi-speaker dialogue model, MOS TTSD, also runs its own evaluation, scoring 0.7949 Chinese speaker similarity and 0.9587 attribution accuracy, outperforming proprietary dialogue systems, including Doubao and Gemini 2.5 Pro, in subjective evaluations on the same task. MOS TTSD. Why multi-speaker dialogue changes the use case. Most TTS models treat conversation as two separate monologue requests stitched together in post-production. MOS TTSD V10-8B is trained end-to-end for dialogue. It receives a prompt specifying two speakers and generates a single audio stream where turn boundaries, overlapping prosody, and speaker identity are modeled jointly, not concatenated. The benchmark results show what this unlocks. 0.7949 Chinese speaker similarity, ZHSIM, and 0.9587 attribution accuracy on dialogue evaluation sets. Attribution accuracy measures whether a listener correctly identifies which speaker said which line, a metric that catches the common failure mode where dialogue synthesis makes both voices sound too similar. At 95.87% accuracy, MOS TTSD produces audio where speakers remain perceptually distinct throughout a multi-turn exchange. Doubao and Gemini 2.5 Pro, both proprietary dialogue systems, score lower on the same subjective evaluation. The OpenMOS team attributes the gap to the MOS Audio Tokenizer's 32-layer RVQ encoding, which captures speaker identity at a granularity that separate speaker concatenation approaches can't match. When turn boundaries are rendered jointly, the model learns to shift voice characteristics with the same naturalness as actual conversation. The practical use case for Academy content is dialogue format explainers. Two consistent AI hosts with distinct voices across a 20-minute lesson, generated in a single pass without manual audio stitching or post-production alignment. That's a pipeline that simply doesn't exist at zero marginal cost with any current commercial offering. The 11labs question 11labs does not publish seed TTS eval scores. Their quality is high, there's no claim otherwise here, but the argument for paying for commercial TTS in 2026 was always that open source couldn't match it on voice cloning fidelity. That argument is now hard to make. 11labs creator plan is $22 a month for 100 minutes of generated audio. The pro plan is $99 a month for 500 minutes. For any workload that runs more than casual experimentation, that's a meaningful recurring cost, and one you're paying indefinitely, with no local fallback if the API is down, no control over data retention, and no ability to fine-tune on your own voices. MOS TTS Local runs on a consumer GPU or CPU via Llama, CPP GGUF with Q4K M quantization. The Nano model runs on 4 CPU cores. The license is Apache 2. Use it in commercial products, modify it, host it yourself. There is no usage meter. For hobbyist use, podcast production, Academy-style course narration, or any workload where you're generating audio at scale, the math no longer favors commercial TTS. The self-hosting cost math here is what different workloads actually cost. Monthly audio volume 11labs cost MOS TTS Local, self-hosted. 100 min $22 mo creator, 25 cents compute plus $0 license, 500 min, $99 mo pro, $1.25 compute 5,000 min, enterprise pricing $12.50 compute cost basis. Lambda Labs G4DN, XLarge, NVIDIA T4, 16GB VRAM at 50 cents hour. MOS TTS Local at real-time factor 0.51 generates approximately 2x real-time. 60 minutes of audio takes about 30 minutes of GPU time, or 25 cents in compute. RunPod spot pricing can drop this to 20 cents hour during off-peak hours, making the 500-minute workload cost under 75 cents. The break-even point is somewhere in month one for any non-trivial production workload. For batch generation, Academy course narration produced overnight, not streamed live, there is no ongoing cost pressure because the GPU is running for minutes, not hours. There is also a data ownership consideration that cost tables don't capture. Any voice reference audio uploaded to a commercial TTS API is subject to that provider's retention and processing policies. Self-hosted Moss TTS processes voice profiles entirely within your own infrastructure. Directly relevant for organizations with voice actor contracts or talent agreements that restrict third-party processing of voice recordings. What this means for Kokoro users if you're running Voice Agent's 2026 TTS latency benchmark, or using Kokoro 82M, our current default TTS at the Academy, see Kokoro TTS open source guide. The question isn't whether to switch immediately. It's how to think about the trade-off. Kokoro 82M strengths: extremely lightweight 82M params, very fast inference on minimal hardware, good quality for standard narration, well understood in production Moss TTS Nano, 100M versus Kokoro. Comparable size and compute requirements, stronger speaker similarity scores on benchmarks, zero-shot voice cloning. Kokoro doesn't have Moss TTS local, 1.7B versus Kokoro. Zero-shot voice cloning, pick any reference voice, multi-speaker capability via Moss TTSD 180MS TTFB for real-time applications costs 10 times more compute if your use case is batch narration with a fixed voice. Kokoro remains an excellent choice. It's smaller and faster. If you need zero-shot cloning, custom voices on demand, localization, multi-speaker dialogue, Moss TTS Local is now the obvious pick, and it's free. The Academy's current TTS stack, KOEA 7029, warrants a fresh evaluation against Moss TTS Nano and Moss TTS Local. That evaluation is underway. Running Moss TTS V1.5, the install path is standard. For CPU, only deployment with the Nano model. For accelerated GPU inference, SGLang provides approximately 3 times higher generation throughput versus standard PyTorch. TensorRT is available for maximum audio tokenizer speed in latency-sensitive deployments. The SGLang setup adds a few steps, but is the recommended path for production. At 3 times throughput, a single T4 GPU handles approximately 12,000 characters per second, enough for real-time streaming at lecture cadence without queue buildup. For the Moss Audio Tokenizer specifically, TensorRT compiled inference cuts tokenizer latency from 45 ms to 12 ms per audio chunk, which is where most of the end-to-end latency is recovered. The real-time variant, at 180 ms TTFB and a real-time factor of 0.51, is usable for live voice agent applications. Combined LLM plus TTS latency, real-time variant plus a typical inference endpoint, benchmarks at 377 ms, which crosses the threshold for natural-feeling conversational response. For CPU, only GGUF deployments with Moss TTS Nano, Llama, CPP on a modern x86 or Apple Silicon machine, 4 threads generates at approximately 0.8 times real-time, slightly below real-time, making it better suited to batch generation than live streaming, but cost-free and dependency-free beyond Llama, CPP itself. The bottom line, open-source TTS has been getting better every year. Moss TTS V1.5 is the first time a freely available model comprehensively wins on the benchmark that matters most for voice cloning: speaker similarity. It does this across English and Chinese at a 1.7B parameter scale that fits comfortably on consumer hardware. The case for paying for commercial TTS at hobbyist or small team scale is now a choice, not a necessity. And for developers already running AI agent security for developers, or other agent-first applications that need voice output, zero-shot cloning at zero marginal cost is a meaningful unlock. Moss TTS V1.5 is available now at GitHub.com/open/moss/moss-tts_apache2.